Shabbat, everybody. This morning's landing Parshas Truma, as we know, is the first in a series of Parshios that concludes Sefer Shmos and deal in the main with matters relating to the building of the Mishkan and the various parts of the Mishkan, and of course the necessity to collect contributions to pay for all of this. So Torah begins in the first source, and we're going to cover everything here. It's a larger shir, we'll do what we can. It begins Parshas Truma Shmos Parakof Hay Psukim Aleph Beis by the Rosh Hashanah Mor Dabrel but he saw me clean Truma Meis Kol Yisar Sheid Vedli Bo Tikuas Truma. See, everybody should give Truma, should give a donation. Kol Yisar Sheid Venu Libo. Rashi comments in the second source on Pasuk Beis and Parakof Hay Yid Venu Libo Loshon Nedava. Person decides to give, it makes a pledge to give. Who Loshon Ritzon Hatov. Ritzon to goodwill, a goodwill gesture. Person has a goodwill. So the Ndava means comes from inside, right? He has goodwill. Prishant, probably present, belaz, matona. I mean, the person wants to give a matona. I don't know the old French word, but probably it's related to present. And they want to give a gift. So I'd like to use that opportunity to examine a little bit about some of the status, a little bit of what is a person who makes a mental pledge or a verbal pledge to give a tzedakah, not only for the Beis HaMikdash, for any purpose. What's the status of such a... decision that a person makes. There's an old joke about a non-Jewish thief comes into a shul on Shabbos, and he holds everybody up, and he gives everybody their money, and they explain to him, we're Orthodox Jews, we don't carry money on the Sabbath. You know, so the guy's all disappointed, but he walks out, it wasn't a total loss, because he walked out with $10,000 in pledges. Right, so that's what's all about holding too. Anyway, in Parshas Kisetze, later in the Chumash and Dvarim, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Bez, talks about neder in general. That's really part of the question. If a person makes a pledge and he decides, I'm going to give this and this amount to the shul, or this and this amount to tzedakah, what is the halachic status? So it sounds like a neder, a vow that a person takes. And the Torah tells us again, Perek Chav Gimel, Dvarim, Pasuk Chav Bez, Kisidor, Neder, Hashem, Elokecha, Lo Sa'achel, Shalmo. Don't delay. You make a neder, you pledge to give something, give it. Otherwise, the Baruch Hu will be angry at you, and so on. And Chav Gimel v'chisech dal indor lo siyeh v'chachet. If you don't pledge in the first place, you have no problem. So it sounds like the pasuk is writing, recommending. You know what? If you're not sure, you can keep the pledge. Don't make the pledge in the first place. Right? Don't take the neder in the first place. The Gemara in Maseches Nedarim Chav Beis Amud Aleph, source number 5, refers to a pasuk in Iov, which the Gemara compares the Lashon in Source 3 in Parashat Kisei to the Dvarim Chav Gimel, it says, V'chisech Baal Lindor, and there in Eov Paragimel Pasuk Zion, it says, Shom Rishoyim Chodlu, same verb. So the Gemara says as follows, listen to this, the Dvarim Chav Beis Amal Alam, the Sanya of Nosan Omer Hanoder Ki'ilu Bana Bama. Someone who takes a neder, it's like he built a Bama. Bama is an altar, Mizbeah, as Rashi understands it, in 6, now, full disclosure, in Maseches Nedarim, the assumption is that what's printed on the side of the page is Rashi. It's probably not Rashi. A lot of times they refer to that commentary as the Mefarish, not exactly sure who wrote it. Okay, it wasn't Rashi, but still somewhat important. And in Maseches Nedarim, you have the Ran on the side of the page. The yeshivas usually learn the Ran on the side of the page in the Dharm. So, but anyway, but the Mefarish is identified as Rashi, probably not Rashi. Look what he says in 6, Kilu Bona Bama Lavodos Kochavim. A Bama is an altar for idolatrous worship. So it says to make a net there, it's like you build a Bama for Avodah Zarah, Rashi learns it, right? The Abakaimo, and even if you fulfill the net there, Kilu Makim Lav Carbon, it's like you brought the carbon, sounds like Avodah Zarah. Even if you're fulfilling the net, it's a good idea not to take a net there. That's what the Gemara says in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and it says, Domar Shmuel, Afa Pish Makaimo, even though you fulfilled your word, Nikra Rasha. Is still considered Rasha. Amar Vo, Mikra, from what Psukim. So it's the same verb as I say in the Psukim in Parshas Kisetze, Dvarim Chav Gimel Chav Gimel, and Eov Gimel Yudzayim, right? It says, Kisech Dal, Lindor Le Vachet, we all have Chadlo Chadlo, Ksiv Hachi, Kisech Dal Lindor, Ksiv Hossam, Shem Rishon, Chadu Roge, it's called the Rasha. And Amar Yosef, Afan, and Tamina, Kinidre, Ksher, Lamar Klum, Kinidre, Rishoyim, Nedar, Ben Nozer, Rekarban, Rishoyim. So there's a concept called Nidre, Rishoyim, yeah.
You could give a pledge and say Gwinedder, right?
Okay, that's what you're saying, Gwinedder. But if you didn't say Gwinedder, we'll see about that. But that's about, so that's the idea. The Gemara seems pretty strongly, and Chav Beis Amud Aleph, to discourage a person from making any kind of pledges to do something and so on. The Ran, as I said, the Ran's printed on the side of the page in the Dharms, in Source 7, the Ran says, there in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, he says, Kilu Bana Bama, why? He doesn't say a Bama for Avodah Zarah. we find bamos used even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was usher once the, it used to be permissible for a person to build a private altar, to build a private mizbeach before the Beis HaMikdash was built. At certain times in history, they could build a private mizbeach. Other times, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was usher. So the Ran goes on to explain that this person thinks he's doing a good thing. After all, he wants to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thinks it's a good thing, and it turns out to be a bad thing. That, says the Ran, is the comparison. A guy takes a neder to pledge to give something, whatever. He thinks he's doing a good thing. And he's not, right, that's the idea, okay? And mekaimo means even if he brought it, let's say a guy, again, using his parallel, a person brings, builds a bama, now it's, first of all, building it is no good, and even worshiping on it, shutechut, to bring a carbon, so it's not a good thing. Okay, now, in terms of the issur of a bama, so that's why I just printed a side point, I learned that from Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim, so we say, Dorm Perak Design, Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim, so Matseva, Asher Sonai Shem Elokecha, and the Rashbam there in Chumash and Mikros Gedolos on that pasuk practice on the Dvarim pasuk of Beis Lo Sachim Lachom Matzeva La Shemayim. Even though you're building this altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La Hakdir B'Shas Iser Bamos. You're gonna, if you want to bring a carbon at the time when there's an Iser to offer on a Bama, and therefore that's the Iser. That's what he learns. The Marsha in Yevamos and the Chudash Agadas Kuf Tes Malav in Yevamos, source 10. The Marsha says, "I am the Dimyon Bezeb Ran." He quotes that Ran we just saw. But Odi Shlomar, "Kidekemo Bebona Bama Gufa Leka Isura." He says, "Building a bama by itself is not osel. It should maybe lead a gufa isur hakrova, but it could lead you then to why else you're building it." As the Marsha is saying, "There's no isur per se to build a bama if you never do anything with it, but if you build it, presumably it's going to lead you to worship." So he says there's no isser to take a neder unless you're going to violate it. So it's better not to take the neder at all. However, the Meiri, in source, very important, source 11, on that Gemara,
this, and if you were Mekayim, then it
would
be...
You still call the Russian. Yes. It's still called a Russia. The issue that just like if you offered the carbon on a bomber, that's what the Ran says. It's a good thing.
It's okay to build it if you don't use it.
Well, there's no issue. It's all funny. Well, the point is, it's like a preventative measure. Don't build it because you'll come. So that's what it says. Don't take a nether so you won't come to violate.
But if you already were Mekayim, you didn't violate.
Right.
You
so that's
like you didn't do.
Right. So that's the other pasuk that they want to quote. That's just the position. It's still called a Russia. Maybe it's not a chet, but it's still a rosho. But the Meiri makes a very important limitation. And then 11, there, not Gemara Nadar Chav Beis, and also 11, Kvar Be'er, Tzonon Lom, Dibir Masel Kvar Be'anu, but Tzonon Lomar Benidre Iser. This is talking about a ned where a person commits not to do something. I want to lose weight, so I'm not going to eat cake for the next month. Take such a ned there. Or I'm not going to drink coffee. Whatever he's trying to... Oh, sorry. Right, sorry. I don't drink coffee, so I'm one of my... You know, all my issues. But anyway, whatever neder a person takes. But Benidre Hektish. Benidre Hektish. Benidre to do a mitzvah, you know, to do it. He said, yeah, well, he said, ain't on Bechalze. It's not included in that. V'chein lo b'masha omer shvul kol neder nikur rosho. The Miri says that Gemara, which discourages the Dharma, is only personal Dharma, but a neder that involves Hektish and defining Hektish broadly, and not only Dharma is going to make some mitos, but there's a mitzvah element to it. There's nothing wrong with it, says the Miri. And if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Adarim Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf Hei, Omru Chacham, kol neder kilu bona bama, the Rambam quotes that Gemara. If you took the neder mitzvah yishal on the Dro, try and get out of it, we call that Ataris Adarim, because you never know, you don't want to get tripped on something. You might get tripped up by it. But Meredram of Orbit is there. Of an Idri Hektish Mitzvah Lekaimon. Yeah, you take a nether, it's a mitzvah to fulfill. Now, he doesn't quite say it's a mitzvah to take the nether, but he said it's certainly a mitzvah to fulfill it.
It's an Idri
Isser,
it doesn't say
par.
It's like.
Idri Isser, yeah. No, Isser means to ask something on yourself now. I'm not going to eat cake. There's no Isser to eat cake.
Yeah, to do something.
Yeah, to do something. But right, right. Okay, but anyway, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, we know from Halal, right? Kuf Tezayin, pasuk down, Nidorei Hashem Hashalim, right? And it was the Rambam. Now the Rambam falls short of saying, you look carefully in his words. He's not saying it's a mitzvah to take a neder even for a hektish, but he says once you took it, it's certainly a mitzvah to fulfill it. Not called the Rasha. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Adarim, the whole section of Hilchos Adarim Yoredeya, says Simon Reish Gimel 14, Sifalav Al Tehi Ragil Ben Adarim. Don't be accustomed to taking these kinds of vows. And call on no there, afo pishim ekaimo nikwa roshim nikwa chote, he writes. Okay, and then Siv Gimel. I know there kilo bonobama, b'shasi sivoma. So ekaimo, everything we said. Okay, but again says the hani mili b'shar nedarim. I'm going to do a hektish mitzvah lekaimon below yishalem al v'dochak. And don't, once you took a neder to do a mitzvah, don't try and get out of it. Don't do atar. You could do atar sedarim; it'll work, but don't try to get out of that. Okay, if you think about it for a moment, if you recall back to Erev Rosh Hashanah when we do atar sedarim, okay, we ask to for this, that, and the other thing, except for, you know, a kol mitzvah. I forgot the exact line in front of it. It's in the siddur, but maybe I'll sit and take a look. Okay. It says nidrei mitzvah and so on and so forth. I mean, we can ask that also because we may have forgotten about it. But those things are you know that's a mitzvah to try you know, to, unless you're afraid you can't do it. But that's the problem, right? That's the whole problem. If you forget, then you're in trouble. So let me see if I can find it here if I want to take the time. He said, anytime I use the laws, he said, even b'chol shum kabbalah filu shum mitzvah shekibalti alai, if I accepted it as, you know, as a neder, I'm afraid I'm gonna get rid of it, then no. I'd rather it be canceled and so on. So anyway, this is the okay, good. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz adds in Tukat Malach 15. Alpha Mishmanu Kurosha. He says because you know you quotes that Gemara, and he just discusses a little bit why the Shulchan Aruch has to say both the Lashon Rasha and Chote. Okay, you know why they have to say both Rasha and Chote? And he says two lines in the bottom 15. The new really the Yeshilip with everything. The Yeshal Pesach Lahatim Lahatim Nikur Rasha. If he has a way to get out, if he doesn't, then he's a Rasha. If not, okay, he can't get out of it, but if he ends up, you know, not fulfilling, it's called a Chote, fine. However, as we said, if it's a something that's positive, so then it seems to be allowed. There's a famous pasuk in Tillim in Kufyut Tes, which, you know, Tam Neapi has 8 psukim for each letter in the alphabet, so in the Nun section in Parak Kufyut Tes, pasuk Kufvav 16, Nishbati v'akayema lishmor mishmatei tzidkecha. Dabar Melech says, Nishbati, I swore and I fulfilled to do all the mitzvahs. So based on that, the Gemara earlier in the Dorm, Zion would raise the very bottom, going over to Chesed of 17, Ram of Gilam Arab, Minayin Shenishboyin Lekaimis HaMitzvah. How do we know that it's permissible to take a shua, a neder, an oath, to fulfill a mitzvah? Shenemar, this pasuk, Nishbati Vakayim Alishma Mishayim Tzecha. So we're asked, what do you mean? We already are bound to observe the mitzvah. If I have to eat matzah anyway, whether I take an oath to eat matzah or not, on Pesach night, I have to eat matzah anyway. I have to put on tzorah. Huh? Yeah, what does it accomplish? That's a different thing. But here you can't, but it's a similar. So we're asked, what do you mean? You're called Mushpah Ve'Omer HaSinai. Elohah Kamashman, the Shari Leila. You give yourself a little for this kind of thing. You can give yourself for a mitzvah a little extra encouragement, right? Sometimes people, of course, I have to put on tefillin, but I promise I'm going to get up early and put on tefillin. Like you get yourself more psyched up, you psychologically push yourself further. That's the idea.
It's like okay, the coffee, but it's for a mitzvah. Like you don't need a neder
right. But it gives you that extra push. So that's what Rashi there again, or the Mefarsh on Chesed Alav 18 says. Kamashwan the Shari Leila Inish Lishava Kedei Lazares Atzma Lekaimus the Mitzvah. Of course, you have to fulfill the mitzvah anyway. But human nature is such that sometimes we need an extra push. So a person saying, I'm going to do this, that gives you that extra push. The Ran over there in the Dharma, Chesed Aleph, and Dimash Aleph Mushpa, he says, it seems to me it's like this. He says, because Rav Gittel, Asa Hashmina, towards the end of the first line, Sheshua Chalal Var Mitzvah Kedvar Hashus. Okay, and he quotes that pasuk. What do you mean, Mahalo Mushpa? He goes through the Gemara, and he goes through a little bit of technicalities of a nether, because a nether usually means you can have two sides. There's Lahara and Lahativ. Here there's no two sides, right? Of course you have to fulfill the mitzvah anyway. So he says, no, towards the end, two lines to the bottom, Eloha Kamashon, the Sharle Lazaruze Nafshi Klomar. Vadelo Itzrichai Kolomar Shichal Lagabba Vayachal. Eloha Chikarim, Minayin Shadobar Hogunhu. The Gemara means that it's a positive thing. The first little part of the technicality of the Dharma, I don't have to go into now, but I wanted to stress the end. Minayin Shadobar Hogunhu Lishavala Kaimis Mitzvah. Afilu Ksherim, Shenunai Meshua, even good people who generally stay away from making such promises, Nishboyinain. Shenem Rishvatu Kayim, Akloma Shari Dabra Yosakan. They have told some Tillim, it's Dabra Melech. Okay? What the Rosh learns a little differently. The Rosh learns that the Chiddush of the Gemara is Okay, you're allowed to take that oath. And he writes in 20, again, the Pirsha Rosh also is printed on a page in the Dharm. The Lo Chayshinan, that's what that abbreviation stands for. Lo Chayshinan, Shemavale Takola V'Yavar also. We're not afraid, well, maybe something will happen. You know, it's a Kamash Shalom, that it's okay. That's how he learns it. It's Mushba Roman Hasinai. Again, Ha Kamash on the Sharla is Uzinashi. The Lo Havi Maskar Shem Shemayim L'Batola. When I, oath here means you swear by the name of Hashem. That's not called Maskar Shem Shemayim L'Batola. Okay? And he says, even if you don't use the name of Hashem, we usually try to avoid taking oaths, but this is okay. In the Shita Mekubetzes, there in the Dharm, Ches Malav, he quotes one of the Rishonim. He says that how could David swear to take that, you know, to fulfill a mitzvah? He has to keep it anyway. So again, he says Pirish Minayin Shnishboyin like Chaim says Mutar Lishava Shekamet Ve'Ein Bekach Mishum Shua Shav. That's what you were talking about. A Shua Shav, where a guy swears this is a chair. Okay, obviously a chair. Or he swears this is a football field. So that's obviously a chair, right? Things that are obviously one way or the other. But that's the chiddush of this gemara, that it's permissible for the sake of the mitzvah. That's how the Shita Gubetz is learned. That's how it's, yeah.
Here there is actually a question. Why couldn't he just think about Sfarga Onus?
Okay, but it's human nature. You know, the human nature is to encourage yourself. If people need that extra push. That's the Gemara's kasha. The answer is that it's okay to encourage yourself.
There's something that they love, and for one is.
Right. And a chanami. Right.
Same idea.
You get
a little extra push.
Right. So the Tosis read there in the Dharma Chesed of 22, right? Generally speaking, once there's an oath, there's no such thing as another oath. But here it's okay. It's not motzi shem shalavatola because it was zuze nafshe kamekavet. All these ideas, it's different sort of nuances within the same type of an idea. Okay, and that's how the Meiri also to finish his point up in 23. And the Meiri there in the Dharma Ches and Aleph says that it's not like a false shua. And so on. Okay, more or less the same. There's different nuances. You can take a look at it later. Now, how do we know that there was an oath at Har Sinai? Who said there was a shvuah? So again, as a side point, that's a medrash rabba in Parshas Noso. The Midbar Rabba, who said it's an oath, though? Who said it's a, so the Parshas Tes, Simon Mem Zayin, and the medrash rabba in Bamidbar, Parshas Noso, it says 24, Minayin Shabbat Sinai Lachu Shvuah Sa'ala. How do we know that it was actually an oath? Because it's Eila Divra Abris, it's a play on words. Eila and Allah means it's just an oath. Eila Divra Abris. Okay, now where was that bris? That doesn't say that by Har Sinai. That's in Parshas Kisavo, but Eber Yarden, right, 25, Dvarim Perakov Ches, Posuk Samotes, at the end of the Tokacha and Dvarim, in Kisavo, it says, Eila Divra Abris, Asher Tziva, Asher Tzvoy Lechos, Meisav, but it says at the end, Novad Abris, Asher Karis, Itom Bechorim. That's aside from the bris of Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, if this one, they swore, aside from what happened in Chorim, Sinai, the Stomach, they swore at Sinai also. And it says in Prophet Chosai, the bris of Sinai, the low Sishmuli, etc., and Pasuk Dalit. So the end of that whole section is Eila Chukim Amishpatim, Torah Asher Nosan Hashem Beino Uvein Bnei Yisrael B'Har Sinai B'Yad Moshe. So that was an oath also. Yeah, but that's good for the people there. What about for us? Who says we? So that's one concept, and that's based on this pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Dvarim Perakov Tes, Pesukim Yud Gimel Yudal 27. Velo Itchem Levadchem Anochi Karesim Brizos Alozos Ki Asher Yeshno Poim Ano Mavir Hayom. So the Gemara says in Shulas, Lamed Tes Lanav 28. Right, includes everybody. The Rambam paskins this way in 29 Shulas, Hilchos Shulas, Paragirav Alav Gimel. Umuta la adam li shava ala mitzvah la sosa kade la zaris is atmo yafa pisho mushpa alema harsina shenem rishpati va karmel shmor mishutate kacha. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Adarim as well, Yeridayis and Reish Gimel Sivav 30, ha omer eshne perek zeh. A guy makes a commitment. I'm going to learn this perek. I'm going to learn this mitzvah. I'm going to tell you daf yomi. Whatever, he makes a commitment, right? Right after the Tzim HaShach, a lot of people in the stomach, you know, a couple months ago, made a commitment to learn daf yomi. Well, bracha so far so good. Question: what happened to Shabbos? You know, that's the it's only Irvin.
It's like people that join the gym.
That's what people say. Bracha is very good, but then boss Shabbos, boss Menucha. Right? That's the Medrash says boss Shabbos, boss Menucha. Once Shabbos comes, huh? Right, well, that's what we're talking about, though. So we're going to transfer to that. So the Gemara says that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying based on the same Gemara in the Dharma Chesed Aleph. Okay. He says if a person makes such a commitment, that's like a neder. All right. So he says, "Omer." Look at the language of Shulchan in 30. "Omer eshne paragzeh v'yorei shem yisrashal b'domer." But you're afraid that you'll fall out, right? Shori le leminder lezuzin afshu. You can make it into a neder if you want. In other words, you can make it a neder because you feel that'll keep you. You know that'll keep you because you're afraid. In other words, even though it's a mitzvah anyway, but you need that extra push. Psychologically, and because now you don't want to violate your word. By the way, especially if you said in front of other people, right? You made a commitment in front of other people. You know, a guy gets up and they're collecting stock and he makes a pledge in front of other. I mean, it's not so common today, but it used to be they would make pledges in shul. You know, so this guy gave $100. I better give $100, right? So people would give. So again, and now you don't want to go against it, even though you might have thought to give it anyway. The Shulchan says, even by a losas, I'm going to take a netter not to eat treif, even though I'm not eat treif anyway, or to become a mitzvah. Mitzvah, it says, mitzvah lishava lindor kedei lezareis atzmo. So that's the same idea, okay? And
can we also bring a life?
Okay, good. I didn't see that, but it could be. You look at the Taz there in Sukkot and Hay 31. He says this is a mitzvah, and he says it talks about stocker because when it comes to money, you know, people are hesitant to part with their money. That's just the way it is. Ki yitzro shel adam yosem is gaber elav nesinas mamon midavar talib b'tar gufei. Isn't that true? People are more hesitant to part with their money than their personal discomfort. I'll be a little uncomfortable. People want to save money. You know, the guy will spend 35 minutes driving to some store because it's $1.50 cheaper there. You know, that's just the way sometimes people are. You know,
so
exactly. Therefore, Val Kane Yesh Lakh Shema Yabal Nidro, below you take Yesh Mefarshim Atam to Mamon Chashinan, or he says, some say, well, by money we're more concerned because maybe the guy won't have it later, but he says, you know, lose his money or something else. But Taz rejects that because then you're put to tax. The guy made a pledge to give and then all his money was lost. That's something else. The Shach says, and here's an important point, even when I would add address what you asked. The Shach in 2032, you're there, Rish Kimmel soon, hey, so cotton hay, Charlotte, I mean, there are mu afila bediber ba'alma. Okay, even if you didn't say it exactly as a neder, but you just made a commitment, you said, I'm going to do it, that also is something that's allowed. And, okay, all of this is Lizaruze, Napshe. No, it's considered like a neder.
Does it have to be verbally?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
But unless you say something to the contrary, like...
Right. So now, it's interesting, the Tosefta in Peah, I don't know because the Chofetz Chaim quotes it, Perek Daud Alech Yud Zayin, the Tosefta says, listen to this, Omar Litain, so much Tzokin, Omar Litain, the Nosan, if a person said he's going to give to Tzokin, he gave, Nosnilo Schar Amira, the Schar Maisa. He gets reward for saying it and for doing it. Now that's weird, what's saying it? I mean, the main thing is he gave it tzokah, right? So what even schar amira? And by the way, he says, Omar litein velo hispik biyado litein. If a guy said he was going to give the tzokah and then he wasn't able to for a good reason, again, something happened or whatever, you didn't have the money, you still get schar amira. What's schar amira? You know, what, just saying something? Well, yes, that's what the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed, the Chelek Beis in the Ha'aretz the Perek Tzayin, the Chofetz Chaim writes, 34, Mizeh anu roin sheha'amira sheyisrael omer umavtiach sheyas tzedaka v'chesed hu adin l'chometz akel tzibo gam kein poel kedusha l'malo mekabel schar al zeh b'fnei atzmo. Chofetz Chaim says, even when a Jew commits and you say, I'm going to do something, that already is things in heaven, whatever, I don't understand that exactly, even just verbalizing it.
I think because of the characteristic of the giving, even though, obviously it's not coming from a bad place, just saying,
right.
Give, not giving, but if the person is saying, I'm going to give, even that already...
Right, I think that's the point, and it already wakes things up. And he says, and he quotes, He said there are some people when they make collections and so on, some people prefer to be quiet. I'm not going to participate in this appeal now. I'll be quiet. Later on, I'll give what I give. Right? And there are people like that. Says the Chofetz Chaim, mitoseftezu aniram ki lo yofet dibur b'zeh. That's not right. Ki amira b'fnei atzmei gam kein mitzvah. You hear that? Chavos Chaim says people, they're making a public thing, and people are saying, I'll sit in the back. I won't say anything. I'm not going to raise my hand. I won't be part of it. He's saying, don't take that approach. And he says another reason, because people see it. He's not giving. I'm not going to give either. And forget, people see that he gives, so I'll give also. So it's a good idea when it comes to tzedakah to make pledges in a public way. Yeah.
The Tosefta and the Pan, isn't that talking about a situation where it's the person says they're going to do something, they make a pledge, and then something comes up that prevents them beyond their control. Like if you say you're going to drive me home and your car won't start,
not that
you changed your mind.
Right. No, but
so now it says if you did the mitzvah,
that's the second part. The first part is when you did do it, I would think that once you did it, the main thing is you did it. What's
well, no,
Kar
Amira?
Second part, right. Second part.
It's different than a person that changes his
mind. Yeah, yeah, right.
But now the
depends
other part,
on the reason.
What if somebody actually takes a real netter, I'm going to drive you home, and then their car won't start?
No, okay, so again,
we
assume.
He should have never done it in the first place.
Right. So that's why it's better to stay away. That's why it's better to stay away from the dharm. Take a look. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisete, also Parakov Gimel pasuk of Daal 35. Motzos asecha tishma v'sisa kasher adat al shmul kecha nadova she dibar to epicha. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah v'amaral of darshins each phrase of that pasuk to teach something else about the neder. And it's a Tanar Bana. Motzos asecha is a mitzvah asay. Tishmor is a mitzvah asay. Asisa. Different things to learn out from each phrase there. And the last thing is v'picha zut stokim. Beficha, verbalizing your mouth, zitztaka. Right? Beficha, zitztaka. It's an extra pasuk. And so the Tosis there in Rosh Hashanah, Vav Mer Aleph, says, Beficha, zitztaka, the scene, Yetze mi pit zitztaka. Look at the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Hei, pasuk Chav Gimel. Be nishpati yotza mi pit zitztaka. Somehow, that when it comes to tzedakah, there's an idea of verbalizing something. And that's how the Ritva, rather. There in the Chidusha Ritva, to Rosh Hashanah Vav Mer Aleph, Beficha's of tzedakah, Rasha is an extra pasuk, because the main thing isn't the main thing, you know, that you have to give. And he says that this is referring to any type of tzedakah. Shemischayev lehedit b'amira el tzedakah, that's the only thing that a person is chayev just through amira. Right, and that's tzedakah. So apparently, when it comes to tzedakah, verbalizing creates a chiyuv. That's what I'll bring out. The verbalization creates an extra layer of chiyuv for you to do. If you say you're going to do it, then you have to keep your word. Okay. Now we're going to see in a moment. Actually, I'll mention now. Okay, when it comes to tzedakah, that you know, many people, and again, aliyah. So first they make a mishaberech for the guy that got the aliyah. Then sometimes the person wants to make a mishaberech for his mother-in-law and for his grandchildren, for everybody else. So he tells the guy all the names and so on. And there, that bavur sheitain, right? So some people say tzedakah le'beisaknes or matana, and they don't want to specify an amount. Other people say $5, $100, what are they going to give? Okay, different people. So Rav Soloveitchik Lavracha, I think, recommended that you should actually say the amount. You should actually say the amount. Why? Because he said, you know, right? Let's say you just got Saras Adibros Eliyahu, you just got Mafti Yonah, something like that. So you're in a nice cheerful mood. So you have in mind, you're going to give a couple $100, you know, this is a big thing, and they mention all the family, and you don't specify, you just say, but she takes stock of the Vesakneses, Matana of the Vesakneses. So you have in mind to give this in this amount. All right, then a few weeks later, time to write the check. Then all of a sudden you think, well, you know, I never said I was going to give it to her, and I'll give $25, also good. So he said, that's not right, and that really is the next point. Okay, but Ficho, you verbalize, that makes a difference. Okay, and the Beis HaPosuk Yeshaya and so on, and by mitzvahs in general,
you will come back. Yiskor too, should you actually make
so
up
that's according to the Rav's approach. That would be better to do it. Make up a mind, yeah, because then you'll know you'll do it. All right, that's the idea of it. That's what he suggests. Now the Ran over there in the Dharm Ches and Aleph, look what he writes in 41. Divrasa Alba Hashkim, the Kabbalah Be'Almal Advar Mitzvah Mahanya. Just an acceptance in terms of mitzvah helps. It has halachic significance. Okay, but dibur ba'alma, even just saying something, counts. That's beficha zutztaka. And zutztaka, we learn other mitzvahs as well. And this is accepted lahalacha. The Rif quotes this lahalacha in a different context totally. The context is not important for us now. But the Rif in Bava Kama, that's something else differently. On Yud Ches Amud, in the page of the Rif in Bava Kama, he says, again, he assumes there's a double pasha. Tosd and Rav Kama also. A lot of Rav Beis, he wants a yad aniyim. He says, mechayev tzedakah b'amira. All these Rishonim are learning that verbalization, okay, is creates a requirement with regards to tzedakah. And that's how the Rambam paskins and Hilchos. The Rambam doesn't call Hilchos tzedakah. He calls it Hilchos matnos aniyim. That's a gift to the poor. Same idea, but that's what he calls it. So Ches halachalo. Look what the Rambam writes, 44. Hatzedakah harei bechlal hanedarim. Tzedakah is like all other nedarim. Lefichach haomer harei alai sela tzedakah. If a guy says, I accept upon myself to give a certain amount of tzedakah, oh, Hare Sela Zul Tzedakah, I'm going to give this dollar to Tzedakah. Chayav Litna Laniya Miyad. You've got to give it to the right away, as soon as you can. Icher, if you would delay, over Bal Tacher. And that's a question, when you take a Neda, how long do you have it to do it? The next minute, the next day, the next year? So that's a discussion. That's why it comes up in Rosh Hashanah, and Davov, back in 36. You learn how to have the Shal Shugalim. So same thing. But he said, you're over Bal Tacher, even though you just said, you didn't say a neder, you didn't say the language, I swear to God, you just made a verbal commitment. Harei alai sela zetzaka. Why? Because you can give, there are enough aniyim around. Right? There are always aniyim around. And as he said, you can't say, well, there are no aniyim. All right, he said, if they're not, you can put it aside. If ain't shom aniyim, mafri shom aniyim, chachim saniyim. But most of the time, and we have people here every Sunday who come to the door, so there are aniyim around. You know, it's not an issue. The story about a certain rabbi came to shul and he gave a drink. You know, the community had 50% rich people, 50% poor people. So the rabbi got up. It's very important for all the people who have money to support the people who don't have money to give tzedakah. When he came home, his wife asked, "What was the reaction in the shul to your drasha?" She goes, "Well, half the shul liked it." Right? Anyway, they're always on him around. So that's what the rabbi meant. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky. In 45, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Derech Amunah, that's his parish on the Rambam, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, all of his on the Rambam, he says, and he discusses against some technicalities, what if it's Toch Kedei Dibur, can you retract? Right, like by now, Toch Kedei Dibur means within a few seconds. Can you retract? Is that the same? And he says, no. He says, you can't. Eina Yochel Lachas Mafilo Toch Kedei Dibur. Did Amiroso Legavoh, can we see Yosso Lachdish? He applies the rule that once I verbalize I'm giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, that's it's already given. If I say I'm bringing it, it's already given. I can't change my mind. Let's say I say I'm going to bring this animal as a carbon. That minute on, you can't use that animal for any personal needs. That's my point. He applies it to this also. He applies it here as well, to Tzedakah as well. He discusses, he points out, that it's true, but I've discussed what it's true, but that's how he holds. So we look now in 46, Hilchos Tzedakah and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch called it Hilchos Tzedakah. The Rambam called it Matnas Aniyim. Shulchan Aruch, Sinration and Zion, Siv Gimel Nyaradeya, Hatzedakah, Rebichal and Adarim, and he agrees with the Rambam, Lefichach HaOmer, Sarei Yalai, Sela Tzedakah, I Sela Zul Tzedakah, Chayav Litlan and Miyad. And he says about Baal Tacher, all the things we mentioned. He mentions an exception that Rambam mentioned too. Sometimes there's a Gabbai Tzedakah. You're not going to give it yourself, but you give it to the Gabbai who's going to distribute it. Right? Or you give it to the Rabbi's discretion, I find something like that. So then it doesn't have to be right away. That's okay. That's not Baal Tacher, even if there are any around, because you gave it to the Gabbai. Unless someone called in your pledge and you refused to give, that's a different thing. And okay, he also distinguishes, what if he said, I want to give it to this particular Ani, he's not here. Okay. But having said in the same breath in Siv Dalet, look at 46 Siv Dalet, again as the Ordeus in Reish Nun Zayin, Sorach Lizor Melidor, it's still a good idea not to take an Eder. And here comes your point, Ron, to be in Poskim Tzedakah V'Tzarach Livsokimayim, if they're making pledges Tzedakah, Yomar below Eder. Good idea to say Blin Eder. And there's the Shach answer, it tells you to look in Siman Reish Gimel. So look in Siman Reish Gimel, Siv Dalet, 48, Tzarech lizar shelo yado shum davar afilu tzedakah ein tov lidor elam yesh labi yado yitem me'ah, just give, don't talk about it. Against me, he's in the Chavetz Chaim. But he says, you should say bli neder. You should say bli neder. I'm not giving a neder. Now, okay, Shlomo Eger says that that's the Mechaber's Psak, but not everybody agrees to it. Okay, the Maharsha 50, the Gilyan Maharsha on the Shulchan Aruch is not the Maharsha in the back of the Gemara. It's the same initials, but a different person. Maharsha on the back of the Gemara is Shmuel Eliezer Edels, who was one of the early Achronim. That's the Maharsha that's printed in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a son named Rabbi Shlomo Eger, so it's the same initials, but he was somebody else. Lived a couple hundred years later. Anyway, Shlomo Eger in the Shulchan Aruch there in Sukkot and Aleph, and 50 there in the Ordeis and Reish Gimel. He said, Tzarech Lido Shalizar Shal Yidor, Shum Dover Filip Tzaka in Tov Lidor, but he quotes a Rashba that says, not true, Nedelani and Mitzvah Mechol, it is a good thing, so it's not so poshut. I printed the Rashba for you, it's in Chulin Bezim Allah, okay, which goes like we've shown, we said before, V'chein Lo Nesel Nidir Gavoh, okay, that's a question. Avol Nedelani and Mitzvah Mechol, okay, it's a mitzvah, that's what he quoted. And the Chidah adds in the Shur Bracha, there in some Reish Gimel Sukkot Aleph, and if a person wants to take a neder, because that'll encourage others to give, okay, then that's also a good thing. You don't know there could they Leos Me'asa Achirim, then it's also a mitzvah. So that's the that's in terms of that. Now, you asked before about a mental pledge. Okay, so there we have in Sif Yud Gimel of Sum Reish Nun Ches 53, the Ramor writes, Im Choshav Velibo, you just committed in your mind, Lithain Ezadov Letzaka, Chayav Lekayim Achshav Tova, Ein Sarach Amira. Okay, Ella Dim Omer Mechayven Oso Lekayim. If he said it and people heard, so then the Bezdin is supposed to get involved in force. If nobody heard about it, nobody can do. But you're still obligated. You're still obligated. Okay, now he says, Yesh Omen, full disclosure, I'm all right, at the end of the second line there. Yesh Omen, Velo Hotzi Bifiv, Eno Klum. Some say if he didn't verbalize it, it doesn't count at all, but Ramor says, well, Iker Kiswar Rishona. The correct approach is the first one. Okay, and they point to Choshen Mishpat in Reish Yud Beis. Okay, so Gro also points to that, because he said the second approach is that it's what you said, Monty, that it's only by truma and by kachim that we say what's in the mind matters, but not by, you know, we don't transfer that over to tzedaka. But nonetheless, Ramor says that's the second approach, but the first approach is correct. And the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat in Reish Yud Beis, Simches 55, again, has a case. A guy bought the property for the purpose of donating to Hektish, but he never said anything. So he says, Yesh Omar, Yesh Omrim, the Kevin Shagom, Bilbo, Sitzaka, Chai Lite, Yesh Mishomer, the Afagav, the Siv, Kona, Dibble, Volos, Chula, Mi Kachin, Loyafin. You can't learn out from Kachin, Base Hemitish matters to non Base Hemitish matters. But again, Yesh Lahachmik, the Slori Shon, the first approach seems to be the more accepted one. Okay? And that's what I said before. The Rav said, if you're thinking about it, give stock it. And that's how the Pesach Tshuva in Reish Yud Ches, Kotin Yud Dalet, says, again, based on that other Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, that just Choshen Belibo, that's a question. What if you change your mind when you didn't even verbalize it? Okay, maybe that's also different, but you're required to do it. Now, there is even an opinion based on a Gemara in Adarim Dav Zion, yet an earlier Gemara, all right, which I won't spend the time on now because it's late, but the question is, there is an opinion. The Gemara raises the question, Yesh Yad Letztaka or Ein Yad Letztaka? Yad means, for this purpose, a short form of a statement. You never finish a statement. Can we presume what you meant when the continuation of a statement? So the case is, look in the Gemara, look in 457, Hechidami. Ilei Madama Hadein Zuzo Letztaka Vahadein Nami. I'm giving this coin to Letztaka and this one. And this coin, well, then obviously you've got to give both. What if a guy said, that's Tzaka Atzma, I called him Hadein Velo Amar Nami. He just said, I'm giving this to Tzaka, I'm giving this to Tzaka and this. But he never finishes the second, the second one what? And this I'm going to buy a cup of coffee with. Right? I'm going to give this to somebody. He never finished it, he got distracted. So the question is, what now was, how do we assume what his status was? So that's a question, Yad Let Tzaka or not? And the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, okay? And
they must not hold by Lebo then, because he knows, the guy knows.
The guy knows, we can't prove it. The question is, do we extract it from him? Okay, and that's the question. So they quote that Gemara Beficha Zutstoke, and the question is, how far do we compare it to Karbonos? For every purpose, not for every purpose, only maybe for Baal Tacher. You can't delay, but not for Yad. Anyway, the Ran, there in the Dharma, in Vavmud Beis, he says that it's, that's on a page, but the Ran, Zion and Aleph, 60 writes Ulinya Halacha, okay, by certain things were machmer, by certain things were not machmer. He said when it comes to tzedakah, like when it comes to tzedakah, listen, this is a suffix. We don't know what he meant, but you said. So suffix moman aniyim, are you suffix moman dazlina belakula nipa? Because the question is, does it belong now to the ani or so it's a suffix. So whenever we have a suffix in dinim mamonas, the rule is hamotzei and chaver al araya. The person who wants to get it will have to prove. So here, the ani would have to prove that he meant to give it to Tzaka, and he can't, because we don't know what it is, so therefore he's off. Most of the other Rishonim disagree with that, Ron. And they say, no, it's a regular, so dealing with a mitzvah, in different areas of halacha, there are different rules as to what do we do in a suffix. In mitzvah areas, the distinction is it mitzvah deraisa or derabanan? Sofek deraisa l'chumah, sofek derabanan l'kula. Right? That's in when it comes to mitzvahs, ritual law. In our chayv, sofek forgot, but he mentioned that sofek deraisa l'chumah, sofek deraisa l'kula, sofek derabanan l'kula. In mamonos, that's not a word. No, we don't go by deraisa. We go by amos l'chumah l'maraya. And rishus and tumah, sofek tumah depends on its rishus rabbi or yachid. Now, so every realm of halacha has different rules as how you approach suffix. So the number we've shown them here, say in the Mokiyosef, for example, there in the Dharm on Aleph Mudbeis, back on the Dharm, he says that we go, it's a takeo. The Surah Lechumah, there's an Isser involved here, possibly. So after have to be Machra. The Rish Barshba also writes, right? It's there in the Dharm of Mudbeis. He said all these things, takeo, the Gemara doesn't answer. So therefore, we have to assume Lin Lechumah. All right, we have to assume that it's a suffix lechumah. The Karen Orr explains, and the Gemara in the Dharm Zanam and Aleph, he says the Rashba, the Ramban, everybody is machmer. The Ran disagrees. The Ran was mekel because it's suffix mamon aniyim habisveka mamona. But the other Rishonim seem to learn, no, if he meant it, then the money already vaday belongs to the ani. But that's why they dismissed the Ran. What I'm trying to bring out is that it's possible when you give the tzedakah, forget the case of suffix for a second. Actually, the pledge, if it's clear that that's what you meant, it's almost like it's already the belong. It's you're holding on to, but it doesn't belong to you anymore. But like I said before about hektish, if I say I'm giving this animal to hektish, that's it. I can't use it now to plow my field or to any other purpose. But what's property of hektish?
So it makes sense that you get
the
ready to start from what
you
said.
Oh, exactly. Back. It's not yours anymore. Exactly. Exactly what I say. Rechav doesn't say that's exactly right. That it already belongs. Now the Ran doesn't say that. Okay. The Ran said it's a suffix when it went to the suffix when it belongs to that. But according to the other Rishonim, so the way the Karen Orr works, Karen Orr understands it. It's a suffix isser and so on. So that the Rambam writes in Perek Ches of verbally, right? Now the Rambam writes we have to be macher. He paskins harizu shikla. Right? He says. Ketzad per kesel chabes 65. Ketzad omar harisselazu kare kazu harisutzake and a mafri selav omar harisutzake with a kachsela shliya. Remember vizu to say and this, and you could argue that this he meant he's going to go buy his kid a present. No, the shliya. So the Rambam paskins a shliya also the tzake, and so does Shulchan Aruch and Rishon Ches Sivbeis a sheni gam tzake. So I'm saying it belongs like it belongs right away to the to the Ani and the Taz starts cutting off because it's the Mishreka, belongs to Chumra. That's how the Gra writes also. We pass him like the Ramon Oz Rishonim and not like the Ran. Okay? And that's what the Ktos, the Ktos HaChoshen, and that's Simon HaChoshen Mishpat, Simon Reishu Beis, and Simon Cotton Dow discussed it. Maybe this boils down to that question of do we say by an Ani also, Amir La Ani, Havi King and Mamish, for the Hektish or not? That's what it boils down to. And if he dies, so about poskim, a real ani ain't no king in Elish Mishum Neder, so maybe it's not the same. Okay, let me just finish up by pointing out another issue. Okay, actually, very quickly, you look in the Shulchan Aruch and this last issue, we're just finishing up, in Hilchos Dayanim, earlier in Choshe Mishra, Simon Chavav, Siv Gimel, Hamakama Oliver Kinyan, one second. If a guy says in a monetary dispute with somebody, and I say I'm going to go to court, you're not allowed to go to secular court. That was in last week's Seder Mishpatim, not to go to our clothes. But if a guy said, I take a neder that I'm going to give such and such to tzedakah, all right, so under certain circumstances, even if what we say, we don't listen to him, we don't let him go to our clothes, we still have to give to tzedakah. Okay, we still have to give to tzedakah, because in the Dharam, the neder is chal. Okay. But now there's an interesting question, and that's why, I'm sorry, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramor writes, in Reish Nuches, Sif Aleph 72, the Ramor writes, Al Yomar Adam Sel is a hektish, El a stalker. Be on the safe side, don't say it's hektish, say that it's stalker. Okay? Now, because a hektish, Mamish, then is a real Issa L'chule Alma, to use it for something else. Now he writes, if you said it, okay, because Mistami, you meant stalker Aniyim. Huh?
We don't say that.
We don't, but I'll tell you where it comes up. Okay, we're coming to Purim. Right, in a week and a half. So we give a matzah shekel, right, before the shul have boxes and plates on the table, we give a matzah shekel. So the post came right, I should have printed it. Don't say, this is matzah shekel. Because matzah shekel, maybe it's so zecher, we'll say zecher. I write on the box, our little box I put here, it says zecher matzah shekel. That's why. Now, it's not the end of the world, as I'm going to say, you didn't really mean it, but it's a good idea to be on the safe side. Right, you have to put the money away, wait till the basement is built. Right, last week, right, the Shomar Veda money, right. Anyway, I want to point that out because it's no gear to Purim. Okay, so just the last unit here of this issue is what about pledges at Stoka, whether verbally or mentally, on Shabbos? And Lemaisa, strange it is, that's when most people make pledges to Tzedakah. Right? So, you know, you get Aliyah, Shabbos Yontif. They sell the Aliyahs in some shul, they sell Ataharesa, or whatever, you know, that they may, I mean, it's less common around these parts, but certainly, you know, when I grew up, we used to be out of town for Rosh Yom Kippur, they sold the Aliyahs, you know, that's why I never, the Yiddish show, see him, Ersimul, see him, Reitmul, see him, see him, Chaitmul, see him, Glitmul. They do, try to sell it now. You go to the Shtivach, and I saw, I spent the time in where I saw the Shtivach on Meir Sharon, it's every Monday and Thursday. The guy walks in, you know, Finnish shekel for. I learned it when I was little. I remember the guy used to say, huh? I still remember, I know what it was at first, you know. Most of the way that the guy said, okay, you know, it was always near it. Finnish sounds a little bit too loose. Yeah? Taking out and putting in the tarp, but the guy said, what are you saying? I remember, what is he trying to figure out? What did he mean by that? Anyway. So the question is, and a lot of times they used to have, you know, I remember also in regular schools they would have pledges for the UJA and for other things on, you know, and the guy would get up and, okay, the Weinberger family is giving, $500 for, you know. Anyway, so, but that's what we do it. The question is, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? And the truth is, you look in the Mishnah in Beitza, Lamed Vav Beis 74, the Mishnah says there are certain things which are you're not supposed to do on Yom Tov and certainly not on Shabbos. And it mentions certain categories. Rashi explains 75. These are the rabbanon. They're not melachas. These are not prohibited melachas. There are things that the rabbanon answered. Shelo lasosa b'shabbos. Rabbanon said, don't do these things on Shabbos. Either it's a shuas, three categories. Shuas, which is a completely optional activity. Rishus, which he says it has a little mitzvah to it, but not a big mitzvah. And he says, yes, and the Mishum Mitzvah is my Mishum Mitzvah. And the Mishnah gives examples. So the example that we're interested in, again, let's read the Mishnah 74. Kol Sheikha, Chayavarov, Mishum Shus, Mishum Shus, Mishum Mitzvah, Mishabbat, Chayavarov, Yomtev. Whatever is also on Shabbat is also on Yomtev too. The Elohei, Mishum Mitzvah. These are things where ostensibly on a weekday will be a mitzvah, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. They're Abanon. What are they? Lo Makdishin. Donate things to Hektish. Lo Ma'arichin, Erchin, it's another type of donation to Hektish where it's based on a value of an animal or a person. Machrimin, Cherin, that's also a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Velo Magbin, Truma Meiser. And Kol Elu B'Yomtev, Amul Kavachom L'Shabbos. Osa Yomtev and Oser on Shabbos. Look at Rashi in 75, Velo Magdishin, Hekdeshos. And Erchin, Machrimin, and so on, animals, fine. So the Gemara on that Mishnah, the Mishnah was on Lamed Vav Beis, the Gemara is on Lamed Zayin, 72. What's the problem? What's the problem? I donated something to Hektish on Shabbos Yonder. What's the problem? Why should the Mishnah say you're not supposed to do it to Rabbanan? So the Gemara says on Lamed Zayin, 76, Zera Mishum Mekachum Memkar. It smacks of a business transaction. Because what's a business transaction? Somebody is given, is transferred from your rishus to my rishus. So my rishus is, one second. So let's see. So it's a Rashi. Says, yeah, you're asking a very good question. Isn't Mecca Chomemka business itself with Rabbanan? So Rashi says no. Rashi, the first John Rashi, Lam Zayin Malal, Divimash Mishum Mecca Chomemka, 77. The Mecca Chomemka Domo, it looks like Mecca Chomemka, Shemotzi Mirshusso, Shusekbish. It's change of ownership status, right? And Mecca Chomemka, Asimara Mikra. That's in the text. Why? A Pasuk in Yeshaya. Parak Nun Ches, Sukkim Yud Gimel, Dalat 78, Sukkim, some people say, as part of Kiddush on Shabbos lunch. Right, so I would say, Im Toshu B'Shabbos Aglecha, Asos Chavetav Yom Kodshi. So one of the things we're supposed to do on Shabbos is Karoso, Shabbos Oneg, and Kodesh Mechubar, Mechibarat, we honor Shabbos by staying away from, among other things, Im Tochetzecha V'Dabir Dover. Okay? So Chetzecha is taking care of your needs. And that, he said, Dabir Dover, says Rashi, that includes your needs of business. You're personally.
It's
not one of Tarek Mitzvahs, but it's Midnevei Kabbalah. It's in Novi. So therefore, now, or Rashi says, Okay, your question, second half of Rashi, is Inami. So one thing is that it's Xera because of that Pasuk in Yeshaya. The other thing is Mekach HaMemkar, why is that also on Shabbos? Because also the Ksiva is starting Mechira, because people write a contract or bill of sale or receipt, and that's Ksiva. And we've told about Havei L'Xera L'Xera. No, Kula Chara Xera, that's all part of the same Xera. Don't do business on Shabbos, you have to write, it's all one big Xera. Anyway, bottom line is, the Mishnah says, you should not be giving... pledges are being hamakdis on the base hamikdos on Shabbos Yonder because it smacks of business transaction. Mikivayga is there on Lamazan Alaf and the Dinah Shas tells you to take a look earlier. Rashi has another source, a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. So it's 80. It says Rashi Beitzah of Zayin Beis. That's the, I didn't know what Mikivayga said to look there, so I did. So it says Ein Poskim Domim the Mekachu Memkar b'Shabbos and also b'Sefer Ezra. What's Ezra? So Psukim, yes. So, right, so take a look. It's not actually an Ezra, it's in Nehemiah, but it says Ezra because in our Tanakh, Ezra and Nehemiah is one Sefer. Ezra and Nehemiah is one Sefer, Sefer Ezra. It's just like Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis is one Sefer, Shmuel, in our reckoning. Later on, the Christians have ever split up in different books, but by us it's one. Melachim Aleph, Melachim Beis is one Sefer. I don't know what's, someone told me he was on a tour. So near Ramot, a little further Ramot, is the Kever of Shmuel Navi. Nabi Samuel, they call it Kever of Shmuel Navi. So the guy was there, and he asked the guy, is this Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? Who's buried here right there. It only was one Shmuel, there's one Sefer Shmuel. Okay, but anyway, so...
Ramot,
yeah, right, there's Ramot Aleph, basically. At that time, though, there was no... I remember I was first there, it was like way outside Yerushalayim, you know, when they still, when they first started to build the remote, they called it remote, you know, it's a remote, it's a remote, and now it's, you know, anyway, be that as it may, the Pasuk in the Chemi Perik, Gimel Pesukim Tezvav, Hu Yerches, he mourns or laments the fact that he saw people on Shabbos, with Mechal Shabbos, yeah, he said, Ba'am Ha'em Ra'isi B'Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, Dar Drachim Gito to Shagito Shabbos, they were pressing their wine, and they put the bundles on the animals, do all kinds of things. And he writes, so they would come in, and Mechom, the person that says, Vechom Mochar Mochar B'Shabbos. They would sell all kinds of things on Shabbos, and Ariva, Ariva, I started to fight with them, and it's Rechal Shabbos, and so on. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam, on that basis, writes in Perkov Dal, Vechal Shabbos, Alfalav, Yesh Dvorim Hashem, Asur B'Shabbos, there are certain things about an Asur and Shabbos, even though they're not really Melachas, certainly not Melachas derais, and they don't even look like Melachas, and they won't lead you to do Melachas. Usually the category of melach and drabanan is either it looks like it's very similar, you do with your left hand, say your right hand, so you can't say, or it'll lead you to do a melacha. Some things are neither, and they're also because they have pasuk in Yeshaya, and you can't take care of these needs and so on and so forth. So, no, that's what he's saying. The asid is, maybe we call for the spirit of Shabbos, and among those things, he said it earlier, in Parakham Kimelach Yedalad, he says, lo makdishin, or ein makdishin, because it's like Mekach or Memkar, and that appears in Shulchan Aruch also, Simen Shin Lamates Yedalad, and Aruch Chaim. So from that Gemara, there doesn't seem to be too much wiggle room to say, we should be mutter to make pledges on Shabbos. Now, end of case. However, there's another Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, and there we'll move to wrap up quickly. The Gemara asks, how do you know Dibur is us on Shabbos? Rav Chister, Rav Nuna, they both say, Cheshbono shom mitzvah, mutar lechashem b'Shabbos. And v'omer abelazer, poskim stokal aniyim b'Shabbos. You can announce and set aside money and so on for an ani on Shabbos. You're allowed to. Okay, various other things in the shul. Shul can discuss communal business on Shabbos and so on. I guess you can have a board meeting on Shabbos, you know, if you needed to. So yeah, these things are communal needs. Why? Because the Pasuk says that we read in Yeshaya Nuches, the Pasuk, you build back in 78. What's usher? Mimso cheftzecha, your needs. But cheftze shamayim, mitzvah needs, that's mutter. So in that Gemara, it seems that it's mutter. And I'll take into that. So the Ran on the Rifin Shabbos, Tamil Dalal, 87, yes, I understand this. It seems to be a direct contradiction to the Mishnah in Beitzah. And the Sugya in Beitzah, I don't understand it. And he leaves it this. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel gave an answer. He says, well, it's only usher to specify an exact thing that you're giving. I can't give this vessel to the Beis HaMikdash or this animal. But more general, it's allowed. But he doesn't love that answer. The Ran says it's not the greatest answer. Okay, but he says that's what he quotes. The Rav Yoh, in Hilchos Yontif and Chelek Gimel Sim, Tofshin Tzadites 88, he also raises that question, and he gives an example, the differences with Hekdesh and so on, So when a person gives money to an ani, the guy's right there. He needs the money, you know, right away. So right after Shabbos, hopefully you write the check. I help the person out. A donation to the mikdash, you can wait till next week. The pressing the base mikdash wasn't short tables or whatever you're giving them, right? It's an animal for carbon. You go next week. In other words, the Rabbi Yoh says that it's not as pressing. Stalkers are more pressing need, and if they're trying to raise money on Shabbos because an urgent cause. So then you can do it on Shabbos. Well, okay. So Echanami, but that's not quite an emergency. But that's what he says. And he gives other terutzim as well. The Meiri, okay. Also, he says there in Shabbos, I'm not suing the Kuf Nona Manalov. He says that again, so Cheftach Chachtishomayim is mutter, and therefore Cheshbon Shomitzu you're allowed to do. And even though it looks like Hektish is not the same thing. And sometimes it's the best way to get people to give. And so on. The Kolbo, it's in Nunches, also writes, he says, Kosov Goen Echad. Okay? He says that, these things are, you know, you're taking it out of the Rishus to the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak. But here, you know, a person, you give a Sefer Torah, you give a crown, you give oil, you give different things. So, you know, it's not the same as Mecca Chomemkar, because you're not transferring it right now. But he's also saying, in Sim Shinvog, quote some of these terutzim as well. The Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe in Os Gimel, there in Siman Shin Vav. Ramah says, "Mokum shenogu shenogin shenosin the karmi shaberach." A lot of times they're more right. They give him a shaberach, right? And the guy knows that davar malat stoke. So he says, "There it's mutter because you don't say it's a farket. You don't say the exact amount. You say, give me a bracha, even though it's in your mind." But he's a minig is to be made close. And the Rav, with all of that, the Marshal and the Amshul Shlomo isn't thrilled about the practice. He just says, practically speaking, I tell you, you know, it could be machlokas and sugyas. We pass like one sugya over the other, but really the sugya in Beit is a Mishnah. You know, so it's a little bit difficult. So again, we have all these answers. He quotes many of them. The Amshul Shlomo and Beit Parakeis and Mechaz. He said it's better to follow the practice he quotes Chassidei Esrei, no matter what you say you'll give. And so somehow it's not the same as business. Even let's say having a bidding thing, you're selling a. So he said the Minigan Estreich was Austria was that even if you didn't get it at the end, you still should give that to Tzachar. You pledge this amount. The guy put another guy, you know, up to the other guy. Even if you don't get it, you should give anyway. So then it smacks less of a transaction because you didn't get it.
So huh?
That's what he said. The Minigan was in some place.
A lot of money
I guess so. Let me just finish up the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. He allows it, okay, against the sugya in Beitza, and certainly as the Mishaberach the Ramah says it's allowed. The minig is the mekel. The minig somehow in Klal Yisrael is the mekel on it. Go to the back page. So the Mohar Avraham raised the question in the name of the Ran, and he says nonetheless, since you're not really giving it, doesn't really leave you reshus now, so it's not quite the same thing. That's how the Mishabura.
As soon as you in your mind, it's like heck, like.
Right, but it wasn't given over Lamais, it wasn't actually given. That's how they get out of it. Okay? And, okay, we can go to Mishabura, we have time. I just mentioned as a side point, and before we wrap up, the Yaakov Emden, his Shuvashil Siavit Chelekal, son of Samach Dalad, he doesn't like the practice either. He doesn't like the practice even by Mishabarech Macholim. So you make a mission recholi, you say, you know, they give the name, and you say you're going to give to tzedakah. He doesn't like it on Shabbos. He doesn't like mission recholi on Shabbos. Unless the person is very ill on Shabbos.
If
the person is ill on Shabbos, that's in this tshuva. Chelek Aleph in Sama Dal, the Shil Shabbos. He said, well, what can I do? You know, I can't fight. You know, the minig Yisrael, the minig Klai Yisrael, they make a mishaberach. Even if somebody's not deathly ill right now. Because that starts, the Bakar Shan Shabbos of private needs. I just want to end with Darach HaJewish, we'll finish up. One thing for sure, the Marsha writes, in Ksuba Samuel Zanam and Aleph, he really was a biting comment. Chidush HaGod is Zirumaskli, Bias Emo. Rabin Bedor Hazeh, a lot of people nowadays, this is 700 years ago, but it's true today too. Shemekabtsin Osha Shalahem Shalom Bemuna. They acquire their wealth not properly, put it that way. They're not honest in business, dishonestly. Ubechil Hashem. Kegzelas over the Khan, they steal from the Goyim and they think it's okay. And then what do? The Chakrik Misnavdin Rosh Hamon, there's some covered. They give money, they have a lot of money, right? They're going to get covered and so on. And they make a Mishaberach, shamelessly various. You know what he says? Look, he writes. Angel Amitzavu Abaveir. He says, make sure your money's clean. It's not tainted money. My grandfather always told me that he heard a speech once. I obviously read an article once about the president of the University of Chicago apparently used to take money from the university from Al Capone and company. And somebody challenged him, how could you take tainted money? And his answer was, the only problem with tainted money is it tainted off. but Lamai said, that's not what Marsha said. The Marsha says that the Marsha says that it's mitzvah mo'avera. The Elo says that won't last. That donation won't last. Talk about lasting donation. I think I once mentioned in the shul, there's a Krakow there. One of the shuls is now a museum of the Jewish community, but it's still, I can still see some of the shul right by the door. They have built into the door a tzedakah box that people could give when they came in and said, out, you know, now it's not used anymore. And it said on the bottom, the people who donated it, in a memory of whatever, and it said the year. And I did the cheshbon, it was 1406. Okay, that's the shul's. You know, these people got their money's worth out of that donation. Let me tell you, it's still there 20 years later. The Beis Halevi, and this will finish my message, sorry, I'm going to finish over. The Beis Halevi in the beginning of our Parsha Truma, Perkof Hain Pasuk Aleph says, and that, Rabbosai, is why Parsha Truma comes after Parsha Mishpatim. Okay, Parsha Mishpatim is all about proper business and, you know, and the civil law and being honest and so on and so forth. He says, that's why. Make sure, if you're going to give tzedakah, make sure that there's no gezel, that you weren't dishonest, you weren't misrepresenting and so on. And he quotes the Fussing Yeshaya that we'll read next week on Tanis Sess and all faith days, Perak Nun Vog, and Shaya Perak Chosagala, Kom Hashem Shimru Mishpat, then Vasu Tzedakah. Make sure you keep Shimru Mishpat, right? Keep the laws properly, make your money honestly, then you give the tzedakah. Okay, I've kind of about mental pledges. Moshavet Ego Tavach. Believe it or not, next week, the last of the series, because the clock's changing.